All right, so by now you would have all heard that Jamaica was affected by a Cat 5 hurricane, one of the hurricanes with the driest eyes ever this turn of the century. And of course, a number of persons have been going out to do their part, and we have to do it in stages because it is a long-haul effort. Zip 103 FM is also getting involved. We have to. We are proud Jamaicans and we have to do our part. I have here with me the general manager of the station, Zip 103 FM, Deidre Williams. A lot of persons have been hearing our call to make contributions. Can you just give us an overview of Zip 103 FM's Hurricane Relief Initiative and how they can actually get involved?
So our initiative has to do a lot with donations because we've recognized that the things that are needed the most are regular everyday items. So on top of what we do, which is to provide information, and immediately after the storm we were saying to people, if you can't hear from your people, call us and we'll broadcast it and we'll just try and get information out. We're an information hub, but we recognize that there is a need to actually not just sit back and broadcast for other people who are donating, to actually get on the ground ourselves and get people to donate stuff. And people were calling us, staff members were saying, hey, we want to help. People were calling and saying, is it going to go down? So we decided to sit down and put this thing together, and we partnered with Jamaica Energy Partners, and they've been so great, and we've decided we're going to do a hurricane drive and help with the effort. Whatever you bring, one tin of mackerel, one tin of corned beef, just carry it, come, and we are happy for it. So that's our part. The main part of it is doing a donation drive.
No, a number of persons have been doing collaborations with different entities. Why did you decide to go along with Jamaica Energy Partners for this relief drive?
Well, we've worked with Jamaica Energy Partners a lot in the past. We have a special connection with them. And, you know, the broadcast sent me saw Jamaica Energy Partners and Zip 103 FM High Energy Station. And me just say, hey, this is wonderful. Plus, they reached out and they had the same idea that we had. And they were looking for a partner to get the word out. And we were looking for a partner that had already sorted out logistics so that we could just bring it to them. So it was, the synergy was great. So we decided, yes, this is what we're going to lock on with.
Now, I know that we've been asking Ziptocrats to just, you know, make donations. Are there any specific items besides the everyday items that you'd like them to donate?
Well, what I can do is just give you an idea of what we... Because right at this point, we are not being specific. Right. There's a specific item that I want to talk about, but I want to talk about this at the end.
Would it be sanitary napkins?
No.
Condoms? Contraceptives?
Those are very important.
Because I did hear Minister Vaz say that
a number of
women are saying, can we please have contraceptives?
So we can add that to our list. Okay. But the special item for me, and you will understand, is that I'm asking the Ziptocrats to donate a battery radio. Because that's what we do.
And okay, I will donate that.
And there you go. We need a number of them. That's what we do. And when the cell service goes down and when everything goes down, radio is king. Donate a battery radio. We're going to buy the battery them and put them in so that we can also
I'll donate the batteries.
There you go.
Spark it up.
So on top of all of those, we want the regular stuff. We want bottled water. We want non-perishable food items. So the canned meat, the tin mackerel, the corned beef, the regular things that you know you can just pull out of the tin and eat with some bread. You don't need to cook it up if you have no gas and all of that. Canned beans, the cup soup. We need ready-to-eat food like crackers. And boy, I don't know about bread. I can't find bread. But if you can't find a bread, I can bake a bread, carry it, come. We need stuff for babies. Please don't forget that babies and children are there. One of the team members said, ask people to donate coloring books and crayons too so that the kids can do something. Because it's not tablets, you know. If them didn't have the tablets, it now work. So let's do some coloring books and let's do some crayons and we send them as well. Soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, sanitary napkins and tampons as we spoke about. Diapers and baby wipes, hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. And that is important because we don't want a germ spread.
Absolutely.
Those things are important. So sanitizers, that kind of thing that don't have regular access to water. So if you can make sure and get clean just where you are, those things are very important. So you can focus on those things. Of course, the regular, like the tarpaulin and the towels and the washcloth. What you have, just bring it. What I've been saying to my friends is...
And if you're bringing clothes... Please do not give them your dash way.
We don't have the old clothes.
Care decent. Don't give them the old bro.
We don't have the old clothes.
Don't give them the old bro.
Let me tell you what I'm doing. The ones that I grow out of, the new ones that I buy, but I grow out of them, I'm going to bring them, tag and all. But it is important that we consider the things and where they're going. So yes, we want you to bring the food items, but we really want you, the clothes, when you're bringing them, consider children's clothes. Children run up and down all the time. So bring it of all age. Toddlers and 8-year-old, 9-year-old, bring the clothes and we will separate them and get it together. One of the things that I wanted to say is my friends have been asking, you know, how much money they're to spend. And I've been saying to them, look at it a different way. Go in your cupboard. We bought a lot of things for, some of us who could afford it, bought a lot of things for Melissa that you wouldn't normally use, right? Just take them out. It's easy to do. You don't have to go join the Price Mart line. Just take out the things in your house and bring them. If you do want to go there and spend additional money, that's fine. We're not saying no. But it's not hard to donate. Just look in and take out two tin or something and carry it come. And you would have helped the effort.
All right. Now, I know that there are probably many different stages of the distribution. When is the first distribution of relief supplies scheduled and which communities will benefit first?
All right. So definitely. This is going to be going through November into December. And our plan is to at least every week have a distribution point. But the first place that we're going to is Westmoreland in Grange Hill.
The thing is, even persons from down that side who have migrated to Kingston, when they have gone back, the terrain looks very
different. The terrain, that's what I was thinking. I don't remember how the terrain looks. But our partners, we allowed them to pick the location and they said to us they wanted to go to Grange Hill. And I was all for it because, of course, you know, persons have been saying that further west have not been getting any attention.
I have to go in the interior.
And we have to go. So we are going Grange Hill, Paul Island and Fuller's Field is where I hear we are going to stop. And I say here because I am here to tell you I have not been there, but I'm going to make the journey. Right? So that's where we're heading for the first one. And that will be on that will be this Friday.
All right. Thank you so much. You just heard from the general manager of Zip 103 FM. We're going to be on the road with Jamaica Energy Partners for the long haul as we get donations distributed and a lot of relief to persons who have experienced damage and loss and suffering from the impact of Hurricane Melissa.